Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Tilopia speciosissima. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the rich petals of knowledge from Wikipedia and emerge with some of the most fascinating facts. Today, we're all about nature's splendor as we explore the fiery beauty of Tilopia speciosissima, commonly known as the warata, a standout in the botanical world and the floral emblem of New South Wales, Australia. Now, imagine walking through the bushland of southeastern Australia, and suddenly, your eyes are treated to a burst of vibrant red. That's the warata for you, folks, a plant that doesn't just blend in, but announces its presence with flamboyance. It's this natural flair that makes the warata as iconic as it is. But the warata isn't just a pretty face in the world of flora. As a member of the family Proteaceae, it's related to some pretty impressive plant species, including the macadamia nut. That's right, the same nut that many of us love to snack on. The genus Tilopia is derived from the Greek telopos, meaning seen from afar, which speaks to the warata's ability to catch our eye from a distance with its large, beautiful flowers. One of the most striking features of the warata is indeed its flower. Each one is actually a head of numerous small flowers densely packed into a compact, craggy structure known as an inflorescence. These inflorescences are a hotbed of nectar, drawing in birds, bees, and other pollinators like a natural oasis. For anyone tuned into the importance of biodiversity, the warata serves as a reminder of how every species has a role, be it a source of food, beauty, or ecological balance. Now let's delve a little deeper. The warata isn't just a single entity. There are five species within the Tilopia genus, but the speciosissima really is the superstar, so much so that it's been propagated worldwide for horticulture. That said, it requires some specific conditions to thrive. Well-drained soil, plenty of sunlight, and protection from the wind. Our listeners who are garden enthusiasts, isn't it fascinating how even the most robust-looking plants can have such specific needs? Moreover, the warata has garnered quite the cultural significance, particularly among Indigenous Australian communities, for whom it has various uses and symbolic meanings. From a source of nectar to a symbol of strength and beauty, the warata resonates with cultural narratives that have been woven into the fabric of human stories for millennia. But let me ask you, have you ever thought about how a single plant can be so impactful? Whether it's through its botanical uniqueness, its stunning visuals, or its cultural resonance, the warata sort of encapsulates the idea that nature's wonders are multifaceted. And speaking of impact, have you ever pondered about how plants shape not only our landscapes, but our identities? The warata, being the state emblem of New South Wales since 1962, is emblazoned on everything from badges to stamps, uniting people under a banner of natural pride. Isn't it something, how a plant can become a symbol of unity and identity? As for conservation, the warata reminds us that beauty is fragile. While T. speciosissima isn't currently endangered, habitat destruction and invasive species can threaten it, like so many others. It brings us to that question of balance. How do we enjoy and propagate a species without displacing or undoing its natural existence? And this leads to a broader contemplation about our relationship with the natural world. Our crowd here at Wikipedia tends to be socially conscious. So let's mull over this. How do we exemplify responsible stewardship for stunning species like the warata? What steps can we, as individuals and communities, undertake to ensure that our natural wonders are preserved for future generations to admire and learn from? It really does make you think, doesn't it? Now, if any of you are lucky enough to live down under or plan to visit Australia, once it's safe to travel, of course, you might want to mark your calendars for springtime, which is from September to November. This is when the warata blooms and puts on its electrifying show. And if you're a photography buff or just someone who appreciates the artistry of nature, the warata will have you snapping photos like there's no tomorrow. Before we wrap up, let's acknowledge that the natural world is astounding, isn't it? It presents us with these astounding species, like each with its own story, its own place in the ecosystem, and its own silent pact with the world around it. It's a living reminder of the diversity and resilience of life on Earth. So I encourage you all to look up the Waratah, dive into its fiery red depths, and think about the richness it adds to our world. And if you're intrigued by today's chat, grab your device and check out the full Wikipedia article on Telopea speciosissima for a deeper look into this remarkable plant. We'd also love to hear from you. Do you have any personal experiences with the Waratah? Perhaps a trip to Australia where you saw these beauties in their natural habitat? Or any thoughts on preserving our natural wonders? Share your stories and insights with us on our social media channels. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, hoping to inspire you to cherish nature's masterpieces, one petal at a time. Until the next episode, keep blooming wherever life plants you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Telopea speciosissima. Thanks for listening. See you next time.